is, Peter Francis, what do you do? You say anything, or you just support him? Amen. We bless the Lord. How many are glad just to be in the house of the Lord one more time? Come on, how many are glad to be in the house of the Lord one more time? In the world today, there's struggle everywhere. But what a solace it is to be in church. We used to sing this old song, I have a solace that Christ won't fail me. Sometimes I'm right. Now somebody said sometimes I'm wrong, but I said most times I'm wrong. But he still loves me and I don't. Come on, anybody have that testimony? Sometimes I'm right and most times I'm wrong. Well, hallelujah, he still loves me and I don't know. Come on, I don't know why. Amen. What kind of God we serve? We serve a God that is able to look beyond all our faults. Anybody got some faults today that God's still been good? Anybody got some disappointments that God's been good? So he looks beyond all of our faults and he sees our need. Hallelujah. When I was down in the valley of despair, when I couldn't help myself, I heard somebody say, Jesus was walking by, and I said, pass me not, O gentle Savior, while on others now are. Please don't.
Y'all, I
get excited. But I didn't get too excited too fast. Y'all get so happy to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. And I thank God today that my mother and my family down south always said the safest place to be is in the will of God. And how many of you know that God's will for us to be in church when the door of the church opens? So we bless you all. We thank God for my life. Amen. Looking good, right? Amen. If he's like, he loved his life.
Glory to God.
Huh? Can you be better than that? Greater than that? More and more. Thank God. I ain't gonna mess with you. No, I just gotta have a look. Amen. So yeah, light them up.
Yes.
I'm working on Richard and Tina. They hard. They got that, you know, they college people. They hard. We working on them. All right, Richard, right, Sister Tina, and we just bless the Lord. We thank God for all of you. All you give yourselves a hand for being in the house of the Lord. Or give yourselves a hand for being in the house of the Lord. I always say take the sum of the parts to make the whole. Amen. If we didn't have you, there would be no us. If we didn't have you, there'd be no agape. So we're going to ask you, amen, to continue to keep us in prayer as we leave today to travel for Atlanta for my aunt's homegoing service. Amen. I know Sister Evangeline Bloomfield and Sister Mackie got a chance to meet her. We were in Georgia last. We went to the hospital and prayed with her. Amen. And she just spoke in tongues in the presence of the Lord that filled that place. So we bless the Lord for that. But God knew it was time for her to get out of her suffering. Amen. To get out of her pain. So in his righteousness, he called her home. And you know, a lot of times we get a little disappointed at death. But I heard the scripture say, precious in the sight of the Lord is the what? Death of his saints. As long as you're saved. In the sight of God, that's precious. Let us stand for our scripture reading at this time, which will be coming from St. John chapter 12. And because of the lateness of the hour, we're going to short some of our scriptures. All right. So St. John chapter 12, we'll read verses 37 through 43. Amen. St. John chapter 12, verses 37 through 43. And then we're going to St. John to read verses 1 and 3 before we see it. Amen. Amen. We bless the Lord for all of our visitors as well. Amen. We just thank God for what God is doing. How many know God is a miracle working God? When man says no, God can still make a way where there is no way. Even when we get in the Red Sea, when we have our impossibilities, when it seems like there is no hope, I heard the Lord say, be still and see the salvation of God. Anybody at the Red Sea this morning at a crossroad, you don't know what to do? The enemy always seeks us. But there's obstacles before us. What do we do when we get to the opposite? 37 reads, "But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord? Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom hath the Lord hand of the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, he had blinded their eyes, hardened their hearts, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their hearts, and be converted. And I should heal them. These things said Isaiah, when he saw his glory and spake of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also, many believed on him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God." Now, St. John chapter 9, verses 1 through 3 together. Amen. Do we all have it? Can we say amen? And if you don't have it, it should be on the screen behind me. Amen. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, "Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither have the man sinned, nor his parents, but that the
works of God
should be made manifest in him." Lord, we bless you. Oh God, we thank you today. Lord, we just honor you today. Lord, thank you for being God. Hallelujah. And thank you, Lord, for your sovereignty. For we realize your sovereignty, Lord, you don't make mistakes. And Lord, that whatever you do, hallelujah, it's your work, your perfect will in our lives. So we ask you to send the word today. Oh God, send the word to have some trouble in mind. Lord, send the word to have some that are broken in heart. Lord, send the word to set at liberty those that are captive. Lord, send the word, hallelujah, to open their ears. Lord, send the word, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, so that we might say, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Scripture reads in verse 40. He had blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted. Verse 42 said, "Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also, many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue." So our message today, if you tie in with St. John 9 verses 1 through 3, when they were thinking God was doing something else, hallelujah, but God says the works that I'm working is so that you can see my glory. Hallelujah. Anybody ever had some situations when God is working and you can't figure it out? God said, they got it all wrong. Amen. And then look at somebody else and ask, do you have it right? They got it. Come, y'all don't talk to me. Y'all don't say, y'all praise your God, y'all want to do. Don't be quiet with me now. They got it
all wrong.
But ask somebody, say, do you have it right? All right, look on somebody on the other side. Maybe you don't like that person. Yeah. Do you have it right? We live in a society and a time today that 12th chapter said Jesus had did many miracles. but they still did not believe. Have we seen God work some miracles in our lives, in the lives of loved ones, the lives of people that we know? Have we seen God work miracles? But have we drawn back from God? Have we gotten to a point where we won't give God the praise? Amen. And we won't honor the Lord. We won't keep God first and foremost because we got it all wrong. The problem that they had in the 9th chapter after Jesus healed the man that was blind from his birth. Amen. After he did that, it said that they did not believe. Anybody see God do some stuff that they know man couldn't do? But they still did not believe. That's when they got it all wrong. Hallelujah. Because they forgot of who God is. The scripture says he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. But then he asks again according to the power. Anybody know his power? In the name of Jesus. Anybody know his power? When it comes to God. So God can do it, but it's according to the power that's working in you. If you got the Holy Ghost, the Bible says that the Holy Ghost is the power of the world to come. When you think of the world to come, you say, well, that means I have not seen yet. Because the world is coming. We're not talking about the world is here. We're talking about what's coming. Look at somebody's coming. Now, y'all being actors. We get actors. Yeah. You know, everybody get involved with this. So look at somebody say, it's coming. Say, I have not seen. Ear haven't heard. And neither have you entered into the hearts of men what God has prepared for them that love him. Why? Because it's the power of the word to come. Yes, when you get in the power, when you let God work in that power, then he's able to do it exceeding and abundantly above all. So, how many of you know sometimes you just got to be just, we do like to do too much rationality. We like to do too much thinking. How many know people like to try to figure God out? That's the problem they had with the blind man. Thank God we don't go today in church, and, you know, but just for those other churches. Somebody's going through something, you trying to figure out why. So you say, well, you like this because you did this, or somebody did that.
Sorry.
see where I'm at. I don't know about the mission, huh? No, I'm gonna say, no, I'm gonna get more peace. Because I don't know about the mission. My chromosomes were made when I was born. My chromosomes and my DNA is still me. So I'm just gonna stay where I was at. I was gonna get those, man. So I deal with science and stuff, you know, how you change what you tell, but that's all right, that's me. Okay. So God said, you know, my ways are so much higher than your ways, and my thoughts are way past your thoughts. The Bible says, who has known the mind of the Lord, that we may instruct him, or who has been God's counselor. Hallelujah. He said, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, and his ways are past finding out. Every time you come, you figure out, he said, he goes a little bit higher, because our ways are not his ways. So you're looking at God and working in your life, what way God said, you got it all wrong. Amen. You're looking at it in your little finite mind and finite way. God said, I got something greater for you. I got a blessing for you. And Jesus said in this word, he said, and if you believe on me, the works that I do shall you do greater. Who said this? Jesus. How many know Jesus? I'll tell you why. Jesus don't lie. He says, in the works that I do, shall ye do and greater. Right? But how do you get to the greater? Stop trying to figure God and let God be God. Let it be God all by yourself. He said, just be still and know that I am God. So in this ninth chapter of St. John's, if we just drop down to verse 10, now they're trying to figure out what God is doing. I'm so glad that God is God. He don't have to talk to none of us. He don't have to get our permission. God don't even have to ask us, well, what do you think? Because he's infinite in wisdom. The Bible says he is omniscient. Amen. His thoughts are way past our thoughts. He doesn't need to consult with us. He just asks us to do one thing. He said, just believe. And you will see the glory of God. Amen. So don't try to figure out God. Guess what? Believe. Verse 10 reads, now, they healed the blind man. But how many know a lot of times when God heals you? You know, I used to be an alcoholic, but God healed me. I used to be on drugs, but God healed me. I used to have a messed up life, but God healed me. How many know there's still people that still don't believe? They don't believe that God has worked in your life. They don't believe that God has performed miracles. Amen. And then when God begins to move in your life, they be looking at us trying to mess you up. Let me ask you a question. When God saved you, has anybody ever had God speak to you? Seriously, no. Everybody had God speak to you. Just raise your hand. We all. So God spoke to you, right? And you knew beyond a shadow of doubt it was who? God. Why you let a man? Why you let people? Why do you let the devil? I'm just trying, you know, you said, I know what's God. I'm not trying to figure, I know what God told me. Well, why do you allow trials? Why do you allow circumstances? Why do you allow negative people to come and rob you of what God said to you? I'm just curious, why? You know what's God. So why do you allow someone that got it all wrong to turn your blessing away? Verse 10 reads, therefore they said unto him, how were thine eyes? They sealed. Listen, he was blind from birth. You with me? So they were trying to figure out, well, who's sinned, him or his parents? He was blind from birth. Now he sees. What more do you need? He's a grown man that was blind. And how do you know the grown man later, his parents said, go ask him yourself, oh, his veins. So somebody that's blind all their life,
Receive
this time. Why? Because they had it all wrong. Don't allow people to steal your gift, steal your miracle. Don't allow people to talk you out of your blessing. When you know, Jesus anointed, listen, he said he anointed his eyes, right? Then after he anointed him, he said, now I need you to do something. I need you to be obedient to my voice. He said, go wash. So God has anointed a lot of us. But when he said, go whatever he told you to do, have you done what he said? He said it. Then I ain't even gonna still got some people that said, I don't believe you really saved. I know you since you were this age and that age. Look at somebody say, there's a great change in me. There's a great change. I am so happy. I am
so
free. Now we're gonna get down to this in a few minutes. A lot of us are bound because of people. A lot of us won't make a stand for God because of, remember it said, among the chief priests many believed, but they would not confess him openly for fear of the Pharisees. So they believed God, they went to hell because somebody else. They feared more than God. They believed, but they wouldn't openly confess him. They said, well, why won't you go ahead and get saved? Why don't you just give your life to God? Because they love the praises of men more than God. So they won't do right for God because they want that applause for men. And I heard, do right, that is highly esteemed among men, is an abomination to God. Let God be God. All right, let's get back. Let's stay on the mission. All right. So they still did not believe. Amen. And they went. God is a God that does what he wants. Jesus went to a wedding one time. I think he was at y'all's wedding too. He went to a wedding one time. We talking about who?
Jesus.
So he went to the wedding and he ran out of wine. So they went to his mother and said, what are we going to do? He said, what did he tell you to do? He said, just do it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Who are we talking about? What's his name? Jesus. What's his name? Say J-E-S-U-S.
Yes.
He said, now go get some water pots and fill them with water. Who are we talking about?
Jesus.
Lord, we don't need this water. We ran out of
water.
We ran out of wine. You talking about get some water?
All right.
Just do what he says. You don't have to figure out what he's going to do. So he went, they went and did as he said. Then they filled the water pots with water. Jesus heard. Yes, Lord, just hear a little bit from me. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. All right. My wife did all that teaching last week. She thinks she's going to teach, so I'm going to teach and preach. All right, I'm going to do both. Because we, a lot of us are living in a bound up situation because of people. The greatest power on earth is the power of God. But we like to go to that weak power called people. And people can't do anything for you. They cannot help you. So Jesus said, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill. God said, you got it all wrong. You're living based on what people can do to your body, but you forgot about your soul. He said, but not the soul. But rather for him was able to destroy both the soul and body and on my way to hell because I don't believe God. On my way to hell because of people. You know, there are some people that won't make a stand for God because somebody said, if you do this, I'll never speak to you again. In eternity, you don't have to worry about them. You're going to be with God. But we won't make a stand for God. The question I want you to ask, nobody this, ask yourself. Ask, who is holding you back? Who is holding you back? What is preventing you from making a stand for God? Who is holding you back? God said, now, let me break it down a little further to you, let you know how important you are to me. He said, Lord, not two sparrows sold for a farthing. And not one of them falls to the ground without your Father noticing. Now it didn't say little F-A-T-H-E-R, but capital F-A-T-H-E-R, meaning who? God. So God is so concerned about life here, the evil, when a sparrow falls to the ground, God notices it. He said, fear ye not, therefore, ye are more valuable than many sparrows.
Forward for a long call.
Ask yourself the question